Hello all, and welcome
Skype
to the Stephen D podcast, episode number 13. Now, before we get started, I'm gonna turn off my Skype alerts because I don't want to hear them.
Mozilla Note Deep Map Skype S Control Devices and Control Panel Skype S 9 of 15. Content property open run as hint as remove property Skype start button Skype trademark dash Skype start menu search box edit search program space R. Taskbar, Windows Task Manager dialog, A. Skype.x star 30, pet show, end, space, wind, end, space, Windows, frame.
There. Okay. Sorry about that. Now let's get on to the podcast. I do have a couple quick announcements. I said announcements, but oh well. Okay. Stranded. I've been working on that for a while. Unfortunately, I still don't have a good summary for you, as I've been saying in my blog posts. Now, I haven't done my daily goal, which, by the way, I have not mentioned. I set up a daily goal for myself. I'm going to work on Stranded, even if it's just typing one sentence. I've got to do something on there every day. So today, I still have to do my work on that game. Also, as another announcement, I received my 98th follower today. This is getting impressive. Two more followers before the century mark is reached. Also, relating to my last announcement, I'm going to make a follower section on my links page. This section is going to contain the websites and blogs of my followers. Just a way to show appreciation to them for, well, following and joining my blog. Now, on to our interesting segment of the day. As I said in episode 12, I would be showing you how to create an HTML form. So follow me. My computer will be talking, so it's going to substitute for video. What I'm going to do is open Notepad. You can open Notepad or your favorite text editor, whatever.
Start Catswati Mazaka Notepad submenu N6 of 50. Task untitled dash Notepad. Edit multi-line. Blank.
Okay. That was just basically telling me I'd open Notepad. Now, I'm going to turn off my speak type characters because I know y'all probably don't want to hear
A-B-E-C-E-A-S-E-A-S-T-E
and all that weird stuff. So let's turn that off.
Speak type characters off. Blank.
Okay. That said blank, by the way. So what we want to do first is set up the web page. Basically, adding a head, a title, or whatever. I'm not going to get all fancy here with the HTML. Partly because I'm still learning to do that, and because this is just an example practice form. Let's title greater. This is going to be called example form. The web page itself. So what I'm doing right now, I typed less head greater. Now I type less title greater. Example form.
E-L-E-blank. Blank.
Less slash title greater. Less slash head greater. Less body greater.
Greater. What d o what blank.
You know, body. So I'm opening the body. Now, this is where the fun starts. What we're gonna do is we're gonna create a simple contact form that will send directly to your email. You can follow my steps if you so choose, or save this for later, take notes, or just remember it. However you choose to learn. So, what we're going to do is open the form. But instead of just typing less form greater, we're going to type less form action, and don't type anything else after that. Let's type that less form action.
Let's form action. Land.
See, there's proof that I'm not jumping ahead.
Space.
Oh, I hit a space bar. So now, form action. What that will do is telling us to open up the form tag and that we're going to set an action for it.
Land.
What we're going to do is set it to mail to your address. Mine is stormingsteve@stevend.net. By the way, if you hear violin in the background, that is my sister. If you really want to know how good she plays the violin, you can contact me on the contact page. Now, what we're going to do is enter our email addresses. I'm not going to tell you mine, because for privacy purposes, I mean, if I already told you that just now, I don't remember, that's okay. But if I didn't, I probably am not going to. So, let's form action equals mail to. And mail to is all one word. M-A-I-L-T-O. A colon. And then the email address. Okay. Let's form action equals mail to colon, then the email address, and now let's type a greater than sign. Greater than. Now, we are ready to start adding input fields. I'm going to pause for 5 to 10 seconds in case you still need to catch up on the last step. Okay, that should be good. Let's start adding input boxes. Of course, since you really want to add your name and email boxes, you know, identification purposes, let's do this. Type name colon space less input T-Y-P-E, type, less input type, equals. There are several input types. Text area, which is a little more advanced. Radio button, checkbox, I haven't quite mastered yet since I was just trying to get enough knowledge for this podcast. Button, and, well, if I didn't know the button, then couldn't really submit the form, could we? Nope. So, anyway. With that being said, this is going to be it of typed text. So, what you should have at this line is less input type equals. Now we're going to type quote text quote. Open quote, close quote. Then, next one is simple, name, which is what the text box is identified by. It's not what people will see when they fill out your form. It's just, I'm not even sure why it's there. I just fill it out anyway because it's a required thing. So, all you're going to type now is name equals sign, then the name of the text box in between quotes. Name equals quote. Name text
E
box quote greater than. Now we're gonna repeat that step, but this time we're gonna replace name and name text box with email and email text box. So let's type email colon space input type equals quote text quote name equals quote email text box quote greater. Now time to do the comments, which is just what you'd ever normally put on a contact form. Now this one's a little bit different. first start off with typing comments colon C-O. Less input type equals quote text area. And text area is all one word. So type less input type equals quote text area. Quote Kohl's. Now I doubt it's spelled like the store Kohl's. This is spelled C-O-L-S and it's short for columns. Columns is basically how much or how many characters you can type per line in this. And then we'll have the rows attribute, which that's the, I believe, the maximum amount of rows you can type in this text box. So, and if I'm wrong, please do correct me on the contacts page or the report a bug slash problem page or whatever. Because that is a problem if I'm incorrect when I'm trying to teach you something. So, how we're going to do that is the same way we've typed the name attribute. We're going to type Kohl's equals quote, however many, quote, or, no, what was I thinking? We're not typing quotes. We're going to type Kohl's equals and then a number. So, let me do that. C-O-L-S equals 10. So, what you should have just typed is Kohl's equals 10. C-O-L-S equals 10. Space. Rows. Since we're just going to put that at 10 because I feel like it. Well, no, that's a little harsh. But we're just going to put it till 10 because for the sake of the tutorial. Rows equals 10. Space. Quote.
Quote.
Oh, sorry. N-A-M-E equals, quote, comments, text area, quote, greater. Okay, so what you should have typed up there is less input type equals, quote, text area, quote, space, rows equals, quote, Kohl's equals quote 10. I don't know why I keep messing up. Kohl's equals 10 space. Rows equals 10 space. Name equals quote. Comments text area quote greater than. Now, for our last text, or for our last field. The button. We're going to call this send. But instead of typing send in front of the input element, we're just going to type the following. Less input. We're going to type delete less input. Sorry about that. I'm concentrating more on my sister's violin playing than I really should be. So, less button name equals quote send button quote value
space
equals quote send comments quote greater than. So what you should have typed is less button name equals quote send quote value equals quote send comments quote greater than sign. Now, let's close the form tag. Less slash form greater than.
Less slash form greater. Less blank.
Now we're gonna close the body text as well. Less
blank.
Slash body greater, less slash HTML greater. And now, we're going to save this.
Save a file D, blank save text.
I hope you really like our background music.
Save a blank.
Form for podcast.html.
I ought not text save tool and code save but rest form for podcast.html dash frame panel.
Okay, now I'm going to go to the documents and open it up.
Run data. Desktop, my
now
documents,
that I've
items
created
field.
It.
List item, form.t, game.t, form for podcast.
Wow.
Example web visum info. Example form that name.
Example form.
Name colon edit as autocomplete email colon edit as autocomplete comments colon edit as autocomplete button.
Wow. So there we go. There is our form.
Name. Out of A N A N E colon space edit as autocomplete space.
Steven.
Edit as
email.
Edit as
comments. Hi. You are a good teacher. Now if I click
button.
This button, I'm pretty sure nothing's gonna happen. Voila. I was right.
Server error busy. Link traffic.
Server error. That's
app
because
static.
I'm not
my
connected
documents.
To anything.
Items, new list.
Wow. So, anyway, if I did anything incorrect, do not hesitate to email me, contact me, or whatever, because I want to teach you what's right. And of course, I am still a bit of an amateur, so if I get something wrong, face the fact that nobody's perfect. And shoot me an email on the contacts page, or the bug report page, whichever you think is appropriate. Now, to our next segment, Q9, the game of the day. As I said in a post a long time ago on October 17th, 2013, Q9 would be the game of the day for episode 13, and AAC, which we already did, will be the thing for episode 12. And that was. So, you don't have to go read that post right now, by the way. Just letting you know. I'm going to open up Q9 and play the jungle world, which is the very first world.
Start the castle team up, Audacity all pro bats. The Q9 action game collapsed 6 level Q9 action game 3 of 4 levels.
Blast Bay Studios presents.
Yeah!
Q9!
Grand opening.
Main menu. Use your up and down arrow keys to select an option and then press enter.
I had to turn down that music.
Start game.
Start game.
Load, play, and serve speaker test.
But I want to do a speaker test first.
This should come from the left.
Good.
This should come from the middle. And this should come from the right.
Okay,
main
my speakers
menu.
Are right.
Start game.
Now let's click enter on start game. We're going to play in easy.
Please select easy.
Easy. Now I'm not going to listen to the cutscene.
The jungle world, level 1.
Because I've heard them and you can listen to them all when you get the game. So I'm going to start running, holding down control right arrow. I hear growling to my right, listen. You can barely hear it, so I'm going to jump over and attack him. Ooh! Nice try, little dude. Hear that wind? That hollow-sounding wind? That's a pit. Jumping over it now. Oh. Two things there. You heard a rhino, which was that galloping thing that sounded like a galloping horse. And that growling thing was a, I think it was a leopard. Hey, what's up? Let's get this one. Fortune field. If I jump in here, I'll gain or lose 50 strength. killed it. Ooh, that gave me a blow to my strength. Wow. Hit. Oh, another roar. Get back here.
Extra strength.
That was a bonus item. I got extra health. Here comes the next level.
You have 3,616 points.
What a nice score.
The Jungle World, level 2.
Oh. Hit, and then to kill that animal. He's fixing to eat me up. Oh! A rhino! It ran over me and that leopard. Oh, bonus item.
Extra life.
Well, if I die, I don't have to worry about it now. Oh, that was an animal falling in the pit. But here's my... That was one that didn't fall in a pit. Took it out. Rhino. Ooh, he fell in the pit. Bonus
extra
item.
Extra points.
Extra points. Thank you. And now next we'll have a bonus level, which is where we're going to be catching all the bonuses, or as many bonuses as we can in 30 seconds. Rhino? Two of them. Portal. Bonus level. Now I need to catch all the bonuses I can.
You have 10,231 points.
Bonus level.
Yep.
Extra strength. Extra points. Deus shield. Deus shield. Ammunition. Ammunition. Deus shield. Extra strength. Deus shield. Deus shield. Deus shield. Deus shield. Ammunition. Ammunition. Extra points. Extra points. Ammunition. Extra points. Ammunition. Points. Extra life.
Oh, a nun got past me. Oh. Sorry about that crackling, by the way. I just
you
got excited.
You have 13,622 points. The Jungle World, level 3.
This is the last level. I think I'm going to use my slingshot here.
Slingshot.
Because ammunition is rock good slingshot. Ah, there you go. Hope you enjoyed dying. Taking them out. Now, I didn't tell you this at the beginning.
Deus shield.
Dang it! I just turned on a Deus shield and wasted one. But what's going to be the case with these?
Slingshot. Extra strength.
Podcast is that. From now on, until I beat Q9, The game of the day will be Q9, but it'll be different worlds. This is part 1, the jungle world. Next will be the cave world, then the mountain world, then the death world. Okay, that one got passed to me. But, okay, oh well. Fortune field. Well, good fortune.
Slingshot.
Hit. Oh, Rhino.
88 strength.
88 health, though.
Day's shield.
Day's shield. Oh, taking him out.
Ammunition.
I'm gonna get on you, stupid rhino. You too. Got defeated by a whole bunch of boulders, and then I got ran over by that rhino that I called stupid. His twin brother ran over me. Karma. Hop. And then...
You have 21,118 points.
New world.
The cave world, level 1. Game over.
There.
Your final score is 21,118 points. Main menu. Exit. Thanks for playing.
There you go. I hope you enjoyed that. Now, Q9 is not a free game. There's a demo mode which will let you play the first level of the jungle world and then the first level of the cave world. If you want the full game, which I have, it's $29.95. Not too terribly bad. Now, like I said, that was part 1 of my demonstration. There are going to be 4 parts, and they'll get way more exciting than that was. Like, there will be a lot less talking and a lot more bashing and avoiding and trying to stay alive. In fact, the cave world has a stronger enemy, the bear. What? Oh.
Audacity framed.